The death of an unnamed female prisoner who was housed at Chowchilla's Central California Women's Facility north of Fresno was due to a, quote, fully preventable heat stroke. This according to the California Coalition for Women Prisoners, or the CCWP. Elizabeth Nomura is an organizer for the CCWP. She spoke on KPFA's Law and Disorder, where she described what happened to the woman who succumbed to heat in the Chowchilla prison.
Accounts that we received from our friends inside was that by the time it took for her to get back into the room, she was experiencing signs of heat exhaustion, and her roommates saw that she was in distress, didn't know what to do. They're not medical, experts. They don't know. They're scared. They were trying their very best to do what they could for her. Stripped her down, put her in the shower to try to get her temperature down, and she collapsed in the shower.
According to Nomura, the prisoner was transported to an outside medical facility on Thursday and died Saturday. The CCWP said that it's hearing from inmates that they are being locked into cells reaching temperatures of over 90 degrees, causing widespread headaches, vomiting, and other dangerous physical symptoms. Nomura said the sweltering conditions reported to the CCWP by inmates are said to be unbearable.
The outside temperature was running at, is of course, 113. But what we're also talking about is the internal temperature, and during a lockdown situation, when folks are locked into a cell with no ventilation, up to 8 folks in a room, and they don't have windows that can open.
Nomura said that the rooms at the facility are equipped with swamp coolers that should offer some relief from the heat, but inmates reported that the equipment is often non-functional.
So our people were texting us saying that vent is blowing hot air, creating an oven. So we were getting those people saying the vent is blowing hot air. It's a heater. We can't breathe.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation could not be reached for comment, but in a statement to the San Francisco Chronicle, a department spokesperson said that while an autopsy had not yet been completed, the cause of death, quote, appeared to be the result of an ongoing medical condition and not heat-related. The CCWP is calling for a comprehensive public health investigation. State officials say the prisoner's official cause of death will be determined by the coroner's office. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.